Welcome to Willow Park Church Seasons Podcast. During our time together this Advent, hope that you can stop, reflect, and think on the goodness of God on our journey to Bethlehem as we anticipate the coming King, Jesus Christ. Today is Friday, the 23rd of December, and the 27th day of Advent. Advent and Christmas are seasons of song. Without our carols, it just wouldn't seem like Christmas. Looking back to my early Christmas memories, many of them revolve around song. Singing in the church Christmas pageant, singing Silent Night at Christmas Eve candlelit services, or even carolers singing in the streets. Christmas is marked with song. Songs are poetry set to music, and poetry is how we express the indescribable. The precision of style has its place, but it cannot properly speak of the transcendent. Language that aspires to describe the divine is best done as poetry. By poetry, I don't necessarily mean rhyming verse, but language that prioritizes form over function and beauty over utility. The power of poetry to speak of the divine is why Genesis opens with poetry. Why the Hebrew prophets were mostly poets, why the Psalms are all poetry, and why so much of the best of the New Testament is poetic. The Beatitudes, the prologue to John's Gospel, Paul's ode to love in 1 Corinthians 13, and the majestic anthems of praise found in Revelation. Perhaps you don't see yourself as a poet, but there are times that the only thing that you can do with your deeply divine thoughts are to scribble them down on a journal or a notepad. On Thursday, we looked at Mary's revolutionary song, the Magnificat, and today we have Zechariah's song before us, a song composed at the birth of his son, John the Baptist. Zechariah's prophetic song might be described as a poetic meditation on salvation. Today's reading comes from Luke chapter 1, verses 67 to 80, Zechariah's song. His father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the path of peace." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he appeared publicly to Israel. What a beautiful song of salvation. Zechariah's poem says that through the Messiah, we are saved from enemies of hate, fear, and foes, placing our feet on the path of peace. And isn't that what we all really want? To be set free from fear and to walk in peace? But throughout history, we have seen time and time again that the desired path to peace is through conquering those who stand in the way of peace. War and vengeance will no more lead to peace then drought will lead to a bountiful harvest. we must not make the mistake of thinking that this salvation can come by the way of the world. A world under the sway of the wicked one says that we are saved from our enemies by destroying our enemies, that we are saved from those who hate us by hating them even more, that we are saved from fear by placing the highest priority on security, that we can only walk in peace when we have eliminated every possible threat. The Messiah won't play that game of trying to conquer fear by fear, hate by hate, and violence by violence. The Messiah will be the Savior who guides our feet into the way of peace. The kingdom that Jesus brings us is a kingdom that this world has never seen before, one of peace, love, hope, and joy. The contrast of the advancement of the kingdoms of this world and the advancement of the kingdom of God couldn't be more clear. In our second reading today, we will look at a statement of the new kingdom. This new kingdom is known to some as the upside-down kingdom. We can see a very clear statement of Jesus proclaiming this upside-down kingdom in John chapter 15. Here Jesus famously says, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends." As the Father loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. This is what we wait for this Advent: the true love of God. What was foreshadowed at the Garden of Eden, predicted by Isaiah, waited for by the prophets and people of Israel alike, sang about by Mary, proclaimed by Zechariah, and prepared for by John the Baptist. We await the true love of the one who will lay down his life for all of us. As we conclude today by listening to Salt of the Sound sing Long Expected Jesus, perhaps you are in a place where you are waiting to truly experience authentic love. Take heart, because what the scriptures point to and what the Word made flesh proclaims is that God is love. O God, we praise you for the salvation that you have sent into this world through your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Guide our feet, we pray, into the paths of love as we seek to follow you, our friend, Jesus. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, now and evermore. Amen.